Welcome to the Precipio Commercial Update Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now let me hand the call over to Ms. Mary Randomski, Precipio's in-house counsel. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Statements made during this call contain forward-looking statements about our business. You should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements, as these statements are based upon our current expectations, forecasts, and assumptions, and are subject to significant risks and uncertainties. These statements may be identified by words such as may, will, should, could, expect, intend, plan, anticipate, believe, estimate, predict, potential, forecast, continue, or the negative of these terms, or other words or terms of similar meaning. Risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from those set forth in any forward-looking statements include, but are not limited to, the matters listed under risk factors in our annual report or Form 10-K for the year ended December 31st, 2018, which is on file with the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as other risks detailed in our subsequent filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. These reports are available at www.sec.gov. Statements and information, including forward-looking statements, speak only to the date they are provided, unless an earlier date is indicated, and we do not undertake any obligation to publicly update any statements or information, including forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise, except as required by law. Now, let me hand you the call over to Ilan, Precipio CEO.
Thank you, Mary. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to dial in today. Although we typically have our shareholder calls on a quarterly basis, given all the recent activity, news announcements, and the influx of questions, I thought it'd be a good idea to provide a brief update from a commercial perspective. First, I want to begin by reiterating our mission. We started the company because we found it unacceptable that one in four cancer patients is being misdiagnosed. Our solution incorporates two sides to our business. The clinical pathology side provides the highest quality of clinical diagnostic services to our doctors and their patients, reaching the highest level of accuracy in the field. That part of the business continues to grow at a steady pace with great feedback and acceptance from physicians as we constantly add new customers. The second part of our business is our products and technologies, and that's what I'm going to focus on today. Over the past year, we've begun the commercialization of two proprietary products, IVCell and HemeScreen. We promised that we'd complete validations by the end of Q3, and my team and I were determined to make that happen, and we did. A bit of the challenges we faced. Absent any other reference customer to point to, other than our own lab that has been using the products for over a year, we had to find those customers who were willing to take the risk and try it out. It's important to remember the field of healthcare can be extremely conservative and slow-moving, and often requires proof of performance before using a novel product. By the end of Q3, we received confirmation from several major labs that they had completed their validation successfully. They confirmed the results and their intent to proceed to implement in their lab. This is a huge step that can't be underestimated. As one of my mentors said, you can have the best pizza in the world, but until someone buys a slice, it don't matter. Well, now we have several labs who've tasted it and want to order our pizza. Our efforts are both domestic and international. We've made substantial inroads in markets in Asia and South America, and by the end of the year, we plan to begin our efforts in Europe as well. In a recent visit I made to India, seven labs we met with expressed strong interest in IVCell and would begin validation studies. Those seven labs in India alone represent a revenue potential of $5 million annually. We believe the total global market potential for IVCell is $100 million, approximately half of that in the U.S. and the other half in the rest of the world. We're proud to have announced that we've achieved not only validations, but actual customers and orders, with Tennessee Oncology recently becoming our first HemeScreen customer. This new customer is the first high six-figure revenue lab that onboarded HemeScreen, completed the validation, and has already placed and received their first order. What began as a validation converted to actual business, and this is the first of what we believe will be many more to come. We estimate the market for HemeScreen also at approximately $100 million per year, but unlike IVCell, where there may be several customers whose volume generates more than $2 million a year, with HemeScreen, most customers will be at or below $500,000 of revenue per year. In other words, from a customer segmentation perspective, The market for IV-cell is more concentrated due to the complexity of cytogenetics that leads to fewer labs running those tests with higher volumes in those labs. That makes for a simpler sales effort, more concentrated within large revenue-generating individual customers. So what's next, and when will we see this impact our financial statements, revenue, and cash position? I suspect that we will begin to see revenue contribution in this quarter, and that will accelerate into next year as more and more customers onboard our technologies. For obvious reasons, I'm hesitant to give definitive numbers and timelines, but I think that by the end of 2020, the product side of our business will be a major contributor to revenue, a significant driver of profitability, and a large component of future equity value creation. Just to give you some numbers to consider, our current operating burn rate, as presented in our recent financials, is approximately $1.5 million per quarter. If, and I emphasize if, we succeed in onboarding, let's say, three or four of the labs in India as customers, plus a few labs in the U.S., new IV cell revenues from these accounts alone could exceed $5 million, significantly reducing our cash burn. Let me emphasize that this is not a forecast or a prediction. It's a hypothetical calculation that demonstrates the potential financial impact of onboarding just a few labs. We are working hard to achieve just that. In terms of our finances, as promised, we still intend not to conduct a large capital raise until our market cap is such that it will minimize dilution to shareholders. As always, we've been managing our finances in an extremely frugal manner, utilizing the equity line from time to time as needed to ensure continuous operation of the business. I'd like to reassure you that Carl, myself, and the rest of the team have a tight control of cash expenditures to ensure we preserve shareholder value through the minimal necessary dilution. Notwithstanding the importance of the completion of these validations, these accomplishments for IV-cell and HemeScreen are critical milestones for the company. Our technology has now been accepted by some of the major players in the industry. We anticipate that soon we can point to these laboratories as existing references and happy customers. It's also important to remember that this is an ongoing B2B purchase, meaning each customer generates recurring revenue, and each new customer adds to the previous revenue coming in. There are no third-party insurance companies to reimburse, no codes to bill, and no collection challenges. And with anticipated attractive margins, this is forecasted to make a very nice, stable, growing recurring revenue business. People have asked me how I feel about where we are today. As I stated in early communications and shareholder calls during Q1 and Q2, we know that our technology works. We've been using it in our lab. So I've always been optimistic. But receiving outside confirmation has certainly been rewarding. Having our product validated by third-party laboratories confirming what we believed all along was certainly an additional boost to the confidence of the team. I've been personally involved in sales conversations with these laboratories, and after many years in sales, I've yet to experience such a positive response as we are getting from customers for our two products, and in particular for IV-cell. In conversations with those potential customers, it unanimously becomes clear that IV-cell solves a real problem, a worldwide problem, that they all experience. IV-cell creates real value for them, both clinical and operational. And I'll say this again, there is a large available market here. Existing products don't provide the necessary solutions, and I think we have a solid chance of winning a substantial piece of this market. Lastly, I want to close with our vision because it reminds all of us why we get up to work every morning and hopefully reminds you why you invested in this company. We envision a world where every patient gets a chance to fight the right disease, the disease they actually have. It doesn't mean that everyone wins the battle, but at least their efforts and the efforts of their families and the system's resources are focused on the right battle. Too many patients, one in every four, get an incorrect diagnosis. We envision a world in which nobody ever has to say about their loved one, if only they'd gotten it right the first time. My team and I believe in reaching for the skies, and yes, this is a lofty goal, but we've already impacted thousands of patients' lives. Our products and services deliver on their promise, and so will our company. As always, I thank you for your ongoing support. Have a nice evening, and thanks for listening in.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.